Seville Time Oregon Urban Renewal Agency meeting to order. And I'm gonna do roll call, so establish our quorum.
Don Brainerd, present.
Ann Gaywood, present.
Andrea Heim, present.
Vicki Russell, present. Don, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we have any added agenda items?
Not from staff.
I don't think we have anything from the agency. So anyway, I would like a motion. Have you reviewed the approval of the minutes for February 2nd, 2021? So if you want to approve those, I need a motion and a second.
I move we approve the minutes of the last meeting.
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, great. Okay, new business. I think you all have the store front improvement documents. This was really good. I mean, going through it, it makes it, the application is easy. The, as we go through this, we still have some decisions, you know, to make, but I think we're gonna open that up for discussion. So does anybody wanna get started?
I wanted to make several suggestions. On the first page, sort of the introductory page, in the first paragraph, it says, references the area that is eligible for the program. And I believe the exact language is, eligible businesses must be located within the highlighted area outlined on the map and follow Cascadian design guidelines. And we have the map to the right there that has different colors for different zoning. Mm-hmm. So it's my understanding the intention of this program is for the downtown zone, or the downtown overlay zone to be exact.
Yes, correct.
So it's a housekeeping item, but we need to update the map because as you can tell, there's a dotted line and that's the downtown zone. And this map doesn't indicate the downtown zone. So we just want to make sure that people understand that.
Much better to do this now.
Yes.
I wonder.
I think also to state in the narrative that it's the downtown overlay zone and not just refer to the map, like also state that, you know, businesses in the downtown overlay zone would be eligible and this is where it is on the map.
That's a good suggestion, Alexa. And then I have one other item. If we go through the document here, let me count the pages so I can get everybody to the right page. So on page 8, under general conditions,
actually page 3 of 4 of the application process.
Yes, page 3, you got it, Ann, thank you. So under general conditions, the second bullet point there says the Urban Renewal Agency may waive any requirement or condition on an application at their option, which I like the flexibility that that gives the agency. I just want to put an asterisk on that, and not physically, but just a discussion here that we want to make sure that if we ever do employ that, that we're consistent with that going forward so that we're not creating one set of expectations for one applicant versus another. So I'm fine with it being in there. I just want to raise awareness to that.
I think we need to be sure everything in this community is really clear and consistent. So we don't have any feedback on anything.
Right.
Because you get enough side information going on.
Right. And the worst case scenario with that would be, you know, if God forbid it happens, but if we waived something for one person and didn't for another, we could find ourselves in a situation where we get the age-old argument, well, it's taxpayers' money, and are you applying it equitably? So that's just my only concern with that. But, you know, I think we can work with it. It does afford the flexibility that you will need for special circumstances. Because this isn't a land use process, so it's not like they can apply for a variance or something.
I think that was one of the criteria here is we want to be sure that in using taxpayers' dollars, that one, our impact is great, and two, we are conservative and follow through that process.
Did I make a point following just on what Jeff said about consistency? And again, this is my own little area, and that's how a message is communicated. I wonder if, for example, when we talk about the various ways to promote the program, one of them is to have the chamber promote it on its, one of its weekly communication and deals. And Ann, I was wondering if you would be okay if I write that so that when I write things for other uses, we're getting across
the same message. No, absolutely. I appreciate it.
Andrew, we were going to
go over marketing
as well. So I just want, and I think we included a list here of possible marketing strategies.
Yeah, there's a list of recommendations.
Okay, cool. Just to go back to the brochure really quick, I hate to be a stickler about capitalization and all that, but if we could capitalize storefront improvement program and just format these photos maybe a little bit better. And then the last thing was, it says for more information. Sorry, what was that?
I was just going to say the photos were difficult because we were taking old photos and trying to make them look as good as possible.
Right.
We can take a look at it, but it might require new photos.
Okay, yeah, and I could help with that too if we wanted to go take new ones, or I could help.
Well, but these are before and after, so it would be hard to.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Because these were from the old program, kind of the before and after.
Right. They
still do the trick though.
Yeah. And then the last thing was, it says for more information, contact city manager. Do you want to be the point of contact, Jeff, or do you want me to be the point of contact?
Do I need to answer that question?
Patricia, you can put my name as the point of contact.
I would appreciate it, Alexa.
Yeah, of course.
And I have a question. So I was approached in the past week by someone who wants to build a new store in Lapine, and they were asking, are there any grants available? And the only thing I can think of is possibly this, but it's meant really for rehab. But when you look at the eligible projects, architectural fees are an eligible expense, so I wondered if maybe that could be a consideration. And that's really all to all of you, but.
Right. I'll give you my opinion on that. I think because we have not launched the store program yet, if we get involved with new builds, I think we could be counterproductive for a variety of reasons. Maybe if we're developed out a little bit more, we want them through planning to work through that Cascadia thing anyway. But I have some concern because there was some pushback on our first little project that we did that took so long and didn't get finished. And so that's, I'm open for discussion and I'm not, I don't have a closed opinion on it, but I think we need to, where we're just going to really launch it, we need to be thoughtful in how we do it.
Well, I think in terms of architectural fees, you don't have a guarantee that that project's going to come to fruition. You could fund the architectural piece of it, and then, you know, and then the 12 months probably would come into play. They'd have to complete the whole project, or would it just be the architectural part? And what if after they've spent that money, they decide they don't want to do it? So the people that are in their buildings and they just want to fix them up, then we're pretty much guaranteed they're going to be there for a while.
And I was just trying to identify resources that might be available, you know, to this potential business. I'm not suggesting necessarily that we do that, other than I wanted to discuss it because this board is the one that's going to decide what the, you know, the requirements are for the program.
Well, I agree with Vicki. I think our vision always was to fix up some of these buildings that are in disrepair or need to be updated, and I think we need to keep our focus on that.
That's just exactly what we brought about the very first meeting that we had.
Right, that was one of the first things.
We want to improve the downtown area, and this was a method to do it.
Yeah, I agree. I think that it would, you know, pretty quickly move from storefront improvement to aiding in small business development, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think in not wanting to start a precedent, I think we could do more, you know, if we stuck to just storefront improvement, we could help more businesses. But obviously it's up to you guys, so.
Well, and in addition to that, and from a compliance perspective, when you look at the historical underpinnings of tax increment financing, which is the fancy way of saying urban renewal, it was meant to fix up areas that were already developed that had been blighted. So I don't think we should veer too far off that mission, even though it doesn't mean that it doesn't warrant a larger conversation either by this agency or the city about enhancing economic development for businesses that want to get going with a new building.
Could we make the caption there for the St. Charles? Could we make that a little bigger and then put it down by the St. Charles picture? Because if this is like the final, that's really blurry, hard to read.
Will this be produced in color, by the way? Oh, I see. Xerox mine, so that's why it's in color. Okay.
Did anyone have anything else on the brochure? If not, maybe we could move to the application.
Would be nice if St. Charles, the picture on it when it's printed, is moved to the top, because actually it is our premier building already in the city.
Yes.
These other two are proposals or what it looked like before and after. And I think that if they were a little smaller and St. Charles was a little bigger, it would be a little bit better advertisement for our community.
The design concept, which is the piece we've had a hard time really getting across. So yeah, I think that's a great idea, Tom.
I have a question. I have a proofreader's mind, and I found a couple little baby things that need correcting if this is the final. Who would I convey those to?
Yeah, you could.
Okay,
yeah, it doesn't matter.
Teeny, but you know.
I did want to comment to Don on the picture of St. Charles. That whole photo block there with the three pictures, that came over as one block in a formatting perspective. So unless we can get our hands on the original, it's going to be hard to manipulate the one corner because it's not a standalone TIFF or data file. But we'll see what we can do.
I understand.
Yeah, we took the graphics from the old program and tried to integrate, because when I asked for new pictures, they weren't available. So we were trying to kind of show the before and after for some of the projects. So that's why those pictures are the way that they are. And I didn't have the originals. You know, I just was able to take it from another one and plop it in.
You know, I think these pictures came from the main, I think you get them right off the Main Street program website. If you want to try
that.
I still think that this is a well-prepared start. And I think whoever put everything together did a really good job.
That was Patricia. Patricia? Yeah. Lucas? Not me.
It's just great because we are steps closer. So,
right.
And that's really important. Were you, Alexa, did you want to go on to the marketing piece of it?
Yeah, we could do that, or we could, I don't know if you guys had anything on the application or the process here. I don't know how many more rounds of edits you guys want to go through.
Are we going to require signing off by the property owner? like we do on the sign?
It looks like there is an applicant signature block here on the application.
When I went through it, there was a separate signature block if the owner is a separate person than the applicant. So there's like a lease or something of that nature.
Okay, because I guess I didn't see it.
It's on the third page.
So you have applicant and co-applicant. Am I missing it? I don't see where the property, if the property owner is different from the applicant. Anybody else?
So if you go to the first page after the marketing ideas, it says, let's see, applicant owner information. So the first block is applicant, then there's co-applicant, then there's property owner, if applicable.
So we could
but
add.
That's not signing off on it.
Right, we could add an owner signature.
I'm just saying, if we have the property owner sign off on a sign, we should probably have them sign off on something of a much greater importance than just a sign. So change one or the other.
Yeah, isn't the applicant the building owner?
No. Right.
Not necessarily.
No, not necessarily.
It would apply, but I mean, they don't really control the building, they're just a tenant.
Well, we have a tenant on Finley View that does anything he wants to it. And the only reason I know that he's a good tenant, but the owner is out of the state and doesn't care as long as it meets code. So I think it would be.
Yeah, we're sort of in that situation, the chamber is, with we do improvements and all those sorts of things to the building with the permission certainly of the owner. I'm just saying that, you know,
that's probably we should
put it's just yeah, plop it in there, just you know, if applicable, owner, you know, property owner sign here. We've got plenty of room on that third page.
Well, it certainly wouldn't be a good thing to have to finance a project, put it all through, and the owner come to the town and say, hey, I don't like this, I want it tore down. So, I mean, I feel it's just only prudent that the property owner approve it ahead of time.
Yeah, I think it should be there.
I thought the application was easy for them to fill out. It gives them, you know, you're giving them enough information about without overwhelming them. I'm sure there'll be questions because, as you remember, at our first discussion, it got kind of complicated. And so this way, it's just pretty clear and concise. And once we start it, we may make those changes as we go, but it, you know, it's pretty easy to follow.
And Patricia, again, you can
change this contact information to me. I think it says Melissa's email. If you want to put my email
where
in.
Where are you? What are you?
I'm on the first page of the application.
If you want to put my email and phone number. Right. Yeah, no issue. Just want to make sure people can get in touch with me if they need to. Should we move on to the application process and requirements?
Yes.
If anybody has anything on that.
I was just going to head there. So I think we were pretty clear in our last discussion as we went through that, what up to the $20,000 and a 20% match requirement for the $5,000 and a 50% required for grants from $5,001 to $20,000. Are we still in a consensus on that?
I think we're good on that, at least to begin with. If we find out later that we need to change it, we can come back and change it.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's a good starting place.
It is, and we, and one of the things that we had the discussion about was to make sure that we had a little bit of that owner's spin in the game. So they had some accountability and responsibility in it too.
Well, they're also reimbursable, so they have to actually incur the expenses and get reimbursed.
Yes.
Under purpose and method, can we change urban renewal district to downtown overlay? I just want to keep it consistent with the language in the code.
So is it the La Pine downtown overlay district?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What page is that on?
That is on page one of the application process.
It's right on the top of the application. So I think we want to keep the City of La Pine Urban Renewal Agency storefront. We want to identify that it is urban renewal at the top.
Right, but the
but in the under purpose.
Yeah, and method. I just want to make sure when people are, you know, looking at the downtown overlay map to see if they're eligible, that they know it's the downtown overlay district and not looking for a district that doesn't exist.
Are we correct in calling that a district as well? That's downtown overlay, isn't it?
Yeah, it is just downtown overlay. So you're taking that under purpose urban.
It is downtown overlay zone, to be exact.
There, our new district wasn't right.
Okay.
Yeah, because we have a long time in the first paragraph and a different way.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want the word La Pine in the second paragraph, or just downtown overlay zone?
I see you reference La Pine development code here, so I think it's sufficient to say downtown overlay zone. You don't have to specify La Pine because it says, you know, La Pine development code.
Since we're not naming La Pine, we should probably uncapitalize those three letters, right?
What do you mean?
The downtown overlay zone here?
I would keep it capital. I mean, generally in planning, we capitalize the zone. You don't have to capitalize the word zone, but I do capitalize when I'm referencing residential, industrial, even the overlay zones, I capitalize them in my decisions. I don't know if it matters, but.
Any other areas we can leave under eligible improvements? Do we want that is they just comply with the City of La Pine urban renewal plans?
I'm thinking maybe we should say all projects must comply with the City of La Pine downtown overlay zone standards. Because if we're going with the Cascadia aesthetic, that's what the downtown overlay zone code refers to. So I don't think we have an urban renewal plan.
We do, but it's been, I think it's been a long time since it's been updated.
Urban renewal plans are much broader. It may not even really apply to just the downtown overlay zone. So I think that's a good change.
Okay.
So leave it in or delete it?
So take urban renewal plans off and put all projects must comply with the City of La Pine downtown overlay standards or zone standards.
Downtown overlay zone standards and the La Pine comprehensive plan. Yeah, I would leave all that in.
And what was the second thing you said?
The La Pine comprehensive plan.
Or
the plan? Yeah, we'll leave the rest.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, do we, in the grant application process, do we want to keep applicant meets with the city manager to review proposed project? We could say there, meet with city staff for pre-development review.
City staff is a good catch-all.
Okay.
Because that could be you, that could be me, that could be the both of us. It's...
Right.
So take out number one?
No, not take it out. I would just change it to city staff. And should we mention anything about a pre-development review, or since it's grant-based, it's not?
So that's number two. Should we delete number one then?
So what is the difference between meeting number one and meeting number two?
That's a lot of meetings. We only need to have one.
Right, so I would just delete one and keep two.
I think the checklist could be the application must be complete prior to the meeting. So you're right, we don't need a lot of meetings. Okay.
Last meeting, talking about did we have a legal document for this process? And I'm sure the city probably does.
So when you reference a legal document, do you mean something that's contractually binding?
Yes.
Off the top of my head, I can't say that we do, but that can be researched, and if not, can be drafted.
So for the forgivable loan program, there were legal documents that were part of that, so they could probably be modified for this, yeah. Unless there's something else. I have some from past city that I was in that we had. I think I can still get my hands on those if the city doesn't have, you know, it was for a revolving loan fund program, but they could easily be modified.
I think that would be really prudent for us to take a look at that, and also just so we don't get into something with a $20,000 grant and we don't have any teeth.
We definitely will indemnify ourselves.
So I'm going to take
off, but Patricia and I spoke before the meeting and we came up with that list of marketing ideas, so she'll be able to go over it with you guys, and if you have anything to add, then great.
Thank you guys. I also have a copy here of the downtown overlay zone section of the code in case anybody wants to look at it. In terms of, I know we talked about the design standards being kind of vague. This code goes, I think, a bit more in depth. So, you know, maybe using some quotes from here in this process, but I can leave it with you guys.
Can you email that to the board?
Yes. I think I emailed it to you guys. Yeah, I sent you a link to it, but I will leave a copy of it here. And yeah.
A link is fine too, if that's easy.
Okay.
And just for the edification of this board and the conversation today, a lot of what is found in that particular overlay code is two specific areas. There's one that's listed as storefront streets, and then basically walkable streets. And what it's really trying to accomplish, for those that may be unfamiliar, is bringing those storefronts right up to the edge of the sidewalk. We don't want parking lots in front of stores. We want that corridor, that downtown feeling, and we also want it to be walkable. So that's really what the overlay is asking for, or prescribing to have.
We might have all been involved in that. That, you know, it's pretty interesting when you look at how other cities have those storefronts, and then you look at how we have all of the parking in front of our buildings.
Right.
do not want to repeat that.
Right, and if you do see something in the dotted line, I know some of you may know how this works, but if you see something that's non-conforming, chances are it was built before the city was incorporated, so until it gets knocked down, it gets to stay.
Like grandfather?
Yeah.
So is there any other items that we want to look at?
Just as a matter of housekeeping, we have on the applicant will provide the list there. We have down in the middle, lessees must have written authorization from the property owner. Are we being redundant with them signing the application? Or can we just put that on the application?
Yes, because it says right there, they must have written.
Yeah, so that by virtue of, so in the application, if we say, you know, a property owner agrees that this project has been approved or by them or with some sort of.
Well, I think on the, with their signature, then we know that they have.
Okay, so because I can see someone saying, well, gee, do I have to go get a letter from my landlord or? But it, you know,
seems a bit redundant.
Yeah, that's all.
So what page are you on?
Page 2 of 4. It's got the little check boxes for what the applicant will provide.
Also, just delete the second.
So down toward the bottom, where it's, yeah,